Country Club FM. Neil Freeman makes his return to the Bob Almanac. We don't have to use that homogenized and, let's be honest, robotic virtual Neil.
Right.
It's real Neil.
You get the real deal here.
It's real deal Neil at 8:46 on the Bob Almanac here today. And we are doing Almanac Quiz. Ooh. Neil will give away the tickets next hour during the Bobathon at some point in time for the CMA Awards show, the Midwest CMA Awards show.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the Almanac, we'll do a quiz for the Outdoor News Deer and Turkey Classic, a four-pack of tickets.
Very nice.
To visit that middle March. Today is Wednesday, February 5th. It's the 36th day of the year. We have 330 left to go. This date, 1850, it's our patent of the day. The first adding machine was patented. Frank Baldwin was the first push-button adding machine. It was 20 inches high. It weighed 10 pounds. And this had catastrophic, the timing of this had catastrophic results on my family because my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather had just opened a chain of Abacus's R Us stores.
And oh, no.
Here comes the adding machine.
That was the quick demise.
You don't need the abacus anymore.
Of Abacus R Us.
Yes, abacuses. It might be yes. Abacai.
Yeah.
But 1850. 1887, snow falls on San Francisco.
That doesn't
happen.
Hasn't
happened often, yeah. Very often, no. They've had some white stuff in San Francisco
right.
In the late 60s or so, and then
right.
There was Jefferson Airplane was there.
Different type.
Yeah, the Haight-Ashbury area. That was 1887. 1918. This is the first time that a U.S. pilot shot down an enemy airplane.
Ooh.
Stephen W. Thompson was the first U.S. pilot. They had just kind of, it was just the beginning of air warfare.
Right.
You know, you want to have air superiority. We didn't know what that was. It's funny how Germany in the early days, they used dirigibles.
Right.
They used blimps. How easy do you think those would be to shoot down?
They're not that quick or maneuverable.
No, not at all. Probably with a slingshot, maybe bow and arrow.
And somewhat flammable.
As we found out with the
yes,
Hindenburg and all yes. The humanity. So that was 1918. 1971.
It looks like you're about on the bottom step and on the surface. That's bad for an old man.
That old man, Alan Shepard Jr. Alan Shepard Jr. and Edgar Mitchell landed on the moon this date. That was Apollo 14. After the ill-fated Apollo 13, Apollo
yes.
14 made it. They did not lose the moon. They made it to the moon.
Right.
In 1971. 1977, here is your number 40 song. Yes, we have dogs barking jingle bells, and we have chickens and roosters clucking in the mood. How do we not have this in some kind of rotation on Bob FM? I don't know.
It's an oversight.
Yep. So that's Ray Stevens, but we didn't know it was Ray Stevens because the group that was listed here as the artist, the Hen House 5 plus 2. The Hen House 5
only,
plus 2.
Yeah, Ray
not
Stevens.
To be confused with Heating and Cooling 2. This
right.
is Hen House 5 plus,
plus
2.
Plus 2, right.
In the mood. Those chickens are having a good old time there in the coop.
Just
wait till the wolf
good.
Shows up, though. So that was a 77. 78, a guy by the name of Fred Newman.
The results are in, and Rick Barry made 29 out of 30 free throws. Isn't that unbelievable? Huh?
That's Fran Tarkenton, by the way.
Fred Newman here, while blindfolded, made 14 straight at one point, and he made 22 out of 30 buckets. That's great.
Blindfolded.
That's the great blindfolded free throw shooter. His name is Fred Newman. He holds all these Guinness Book of World Records for free throws and three-point shots and stuff like that. But on this date in 78, he made 88 in a row while he was blindfolded.
Oh, my gosh.
Shaquille O'Neal couldn't make 5 out of 10.
With his eyes
with
open.
With his eyes open.
Right.
Fully functional.
Right.
This guy made 88 in a row blindfolded in 78. Then a couple of years later, he appeared on That's Incredible, where he was shooting free throws along with Rick Barry, who was doing it granny style,
yes,
by the way.
Yes.
Which is, we need more of that.
Mm-hmm.
We really do. So that was in 78. 10 years ago, or 10 years later. I should say 10 years later. Let's redo this here. 10 years later, 1988. Let's go to the squared circle.
I never want to hear you doubt me again, McMahon. Never, ever again.
Dave Hebner, the referee, is outside. He has the championship belt, I believe, in his hands.
This was the first primetime wrestling match in 30 years.
He can't be giving the title to Andre.
30 years they had not had wrestling in primetime.
In wrestling, you
now
don't.
They have it all the time on primetime.
Right.
On your TNT and your
sure.
cable channels.
Couple
and whatnot.
Days, yeah, yeah.
The war is Raw. Raw is war. Monday Nitro.
Sounds like the body.
It is.
I can't believe that.
The guy's only human, McMahon.
No,
he's just a referee.
He can't be. He's going to present it. He presents it to Andre. Raises his hand.
We have a new world champion.
Andre the Giant beat Hulk Hogan this day, 1988.
But that was
on NBC's The Main Event. No, right. this wasn't WrestleMania 3. This was after WrestleMania 3. Neil, we need to get our timelines correct there. But that was 1988. First time that they've had a primetime television wrestling match in 30 years.
Hulk beat the Giant?
No.
Giant beat Hulk.
That's why Vince McMahon was so upset. And Andre,
the body loved it.
And the body loved it, exactly. And then 10 years after that, 1998, remember when Tom Clancy was close to buying the Vikings? Well, really wasn't that close.
But I didn't have the dough.
The final passage on my bid to acquire the team has to be approved by the NFL. We hope that'll happen at the next major league meeting in Orlando, I think it's in March. And after that, I can start talking like an owner. But technically, I'm not an owner yet. It's kind of like, you know, settling on a house. It's a religious ceremony, and we haven't got to the church yet.
He didn't even have the money for the limo to get to the church.
No.
Let alone paying for the whole wedding.
No. It was not going to happen.
No, he did not have the financial backing. Everybody was excited. They thought, oh, man, we got this big-time owner. He's going to come in here and change. And we got Red McCombs out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Red McCombs is the one who stepped up and purchased the Vikings. Tom Clancy did not, the author. That was this day, 1998, when Tom Clancy was putting on that Viking starter jacket.
Right.
I remember it well.
I do, too.
We've got a great week ahead. It all happens on Live with Regis and Kelly.
It was announced this day that Kelly Ripa would be the new co-host with Regis Philbin.
Mm-hmm.
She decided that she wanted to be the one to be yelled at.
Right.
No, she would do the yelling. I'm yelling. I don't know why. Kelly Ripa, this date, 2001. She's still on the show, and she's co-hosting now with Ryan Seacrest.
They've had some, changeover.
Because there was Michael Strahan, there was Regis and Strahan, and now Ryan Seacrest, who obviously just doesn't have enough to do.
And it was Regis and Kathy Lee that
Kathy Lee Gifford. 2009, this date.
USA Swimming, the sport's national governing body, has suspended Michael Phelps for 3 months after a photo of the swimming star purportedly using a marijuana pipe showed up in a British tabloid. USA Swimming has also cut off its financial support to Phelps for the same period.
Oops. Yeah, that was a big oops. It didn't look good for Michael Phelps. He said it was regrettable.
Yes.
That was regrettable behavior at a college party.
He was acting like a 23-year-old.
2009. And then this was 3 years ago when the Patriots, you know, they were down by 25 points in that Super Bowl.
Oh, that's right.
Super Bowl 51.
It's going to set up first and goal from the two. Toss to White. He's in! Patriots win the Super Bowl! Brady has his fifth!
Now, did they cheat in that one? Did they deflate balls, or did they have buzzers, or were they banging on garbage cans? I can't remember. But
they were probably doing something,
The Atlanta track record. The Atlanta Falcons blew a 25-point lead, and then the Patriots won it in overtime.
Rough.
3 years ago. And today, 2 years ago, let's remember old Martin Crane.
You ever feel like you just like to go straight? Well, I was walking home and I kept thinking about all the turns we have to make. Right turn, left turn. How much easier it would be if we just could go straight over the trees, over a building. That's what a giant would do. They should let everybody be a giant for a day.
I think they needed to maybe scale back on his meds a little bit there.
Yeah.
John Mahoney, who passed away on this date at the age of 77, he was Frasier's father and Niles' father, too. That was 2018. We lost him 2 years ago. Birthdays now, Hammer and Hank Aaron. For me, he's still the all-time leading home run hitter.
He was the man.
Because he was not a what?
Cheater.
He was not a cheater. Barry Bonds is.
Cheater.
Hank Aaron, 86. Don Cherry, very colorful.
I know what I'm talking about. You never do anything like that. They're still not drawn. They're a bunch of jerks as far as I'm concerned. Imagine Justin Williams doing stuff like that. Ridiculous.
Seems a little odd.
That's him last year talking about the Carolina Hurricanes, who were doing all these funny celebrations after wins. He called them a bunch of jerks.
Right.
Don Cherry, the hockey analyst, former coach, he got fired because he said something bad about immigrants earlier this season. Outspoken and very flashy dresser. I'm sure he's doing a podcast. I'm sure he was able to land on his feet. Yes. He's got something else going on. But he's 86.
Wow.
He was energetic for 86.
No doubt.
Or 87, because he's now, or 85, because now he's 86. How about David Selby? I know you watch Dark Shadows. You would stay home from school. Would you not?
No, I got home from school in time to see it. But it was kind of freaky for me. This was back in the 60s.
Late 60s, early 70s, yes. Right? It was a soap opera about vampires. Yes. We need more vampires and more soap operas about the occult. David Selby, he wasn't Barnabas, though.
No.
He was one of the other guys. He's 79 today. Roger Staubach, another pretty good Hall of Famer. Nice to see him in that pregame top 100 players Super Bowl. Did you see him there?
Yeah.
Roger's
so
good to see Roger. You don't like him because of the Hail Mary.
Correct.
He isn't the one who pushed off.
I know, but he threw it.
He did throw it. If he would have thrown it, he threw it short.
Yeah, should have thrown it.
Should go short. That's why he threw
it out of bounds.
Right, exactly. Roger Staubach.
Somebody should have knocked it down.
Is 78 today. The guy who gave us Atari in the great graphics, but still revolutionary when it comes to video games. And he gave us Chuck E. Cheese. Nolan Bushnell, 77. Christopher Guest is 72.
You know, the other day, I took one of them
meat thermometers?
Yeah. And I just shoved it into my ear, you know, as far as it could go, you know. But then I took one of them
Orpine hammers.
Right. I just whacked it a few times right in there.
Boy, them are smart.
I know. I hate when that happens.
There he is in Billy Crystal, one of my favorite all-time SNL bits. Oh, I hate when that happens. Christopher Guest. Good. And you know, his amp went up to 11, if you remember.
Yes.
Right? So Christopher Guest is 72. He's married to Jamie Lee Curtis. Tim Meadows, another SNL guy.
What's happening, everybody? And welcome to the ladies' man, the love line with all the right responses to your romantic queries. I'm Leon Phelps, and how y'all doing tonight?
He's drinking his Cavatier, Neil. Did you know that?
That's good.
Have you come to the realization here and admitted that you really need his help?
Yes, I think it's time.
Tim Meadows, 59. Another guy who was on, he was on SNL, too.
They want Ron's blood.
They want to hurt you, Ron.
Ron, why did you say that? Why? Why, Ron? Why? You're my hero, Ron.
Garth,
you come out with stink like that. Poop.
Chris Parnell, you know, he's also the voice of the Progressive Box.
Oh,
that's the
okay.
guy, Chris Parnell.
Wow.
53.
He's going to be a
little miss, lead singer from the Spin Doctors. Chris Barron, 52. Another guy, he was with First Edition or New Edition. No, he wasn't with Kenny Rogers. He was with the New Edition. And then he went into his own. They wanted to be First Edition, but Kenny had already taken that. Okay, Bobby Brown is 51, and we know her as one of our core artist, Sarah Evans.
Sure.
On the female side of things, very, very good. Sarah
Lovely
Evans.
And talented.
She's 49. I'm sure you've introduced her and probably interviewed her.
Jumbotron.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At Moondance. Gone but not forgotten. Scientist, physician, John Jeffries. If you don't know the name, he's known as America's first weather forecaster.
I thought that was Punxsutawney Phil or a groundhog.
Yeah, this is our first human weather forecaster. He would go out, you know, and Lick his finger. And
you don't know where that finger's been.
Right. 1744 for JJ. Evangelist Dwight L. Moody, 1837. What about actor John Carradine?
Pass down my staff before Pharaoh, that he may see the power of God. In this you shall know that the Lord is God.
That's him.
Yes. Okay. I'm assuming everybody knows Charlton Heston.
Right.
Introducing his buddy Aaron, his brother, I think, in fact, right? And wasn't Aaron the brother of Moses?
Yes. And John Carradine has a very
He fathered
delivery right. as well.
And he fathered some pretty good actors,
yes,
too.
Yes, he did. The Carradine. He was the patriarch.
David Keith
of
Robert.
Of the Carradine clan. He was in over 200 films, including The Ten Commandments you just heard right there, 1906. Academy Award-winning actor, comedian Red Buttons.
Not knocking bears. Bears are good people. Do you realize that since they put those Smokey the Bear ads in the subways, there hasn't been one forest fire in New York City?
That was from the roast of Grizzly Adams. You know that Dean Martin was roasting a lot of people when they got to their list, and they go, okay, the next one, who's next on the list? You know, we've done Rickles, we've done Ronald Reagan, we've done Johnny Carson. Next on the list, Grizzly Adams.
Right. That had to be down the list a little bit, but Red Buttons showed up at many of those. And he was in the Poseidon Adventure. I remember him in that. 1919. What about Claude King?
They say don't go on Wolverton Mountain.
We need more songs about Clifton Clowers.
Because
he's kind of like Grizzly Adams. He's a legend. But I think he talked to animals.
With a gun and a knife.
Right? Clifton yeah. Clowers.
And he's got a pretty young daughter.
He's a pretty young daughter.
Not pretty, but purdy.
Hey, purdy. Claude King right there was born on this day, 1923. And let's do Stephen J. Cannell. An Emmy award-winning TV producer, because he was involved, won Emmy for The Rockford Files, and of course some other great ones. Hunter, we all enjoyed, and 21 Jump Street, Wise Guy. He was born on this day, 1941. They're gone, but not forgotten.
On today's quiz, the Outdoor News Turkey and Deer Classic coming to Canterbury Park, Shakopee, March 13th, 14th, and 15th. I've got four tickets that I want to give you right now, and I think Neil wants to give them to you, too. We'll give them to you.
That's a new location for this event.
Didn't it used to be like at the Coliseum?
Yes.
At the State Fairgrounds?
Yep, they moved it south to Canterbury.
Very nice. Very nice. So, Don Cherry, the hockey commentator, 86 today.
Right.
Last year, he called the Carolina Hurricanes a bunch of what? As revealed here.
Mm-hmm.
And you might be familiar with it just knowing the story from last hockey season. But Don Cherry called the Hurricanes a bunch of what for their post-game victory celebrations? 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. First caller with the correct answer wins when they call the Waconia Ford Talk, Text, and Win line. On Bob FM. How about we just start the No Repeat Workday with Sarah Evans Coal Mine?
Let's do it.
It's her birthday today. She's the big 4'9".
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany.